Welcome to Not Your Mother's Menopause, making hormones make sense with Dr. Fiona Lovely. Dr. Lovely is an expert on health, treating women and their families from around the world. Her specialities include endocrinology, functional neurology, and functional medicine. Please visit us at drlovely.com. And now, here's the doctor.
Hello, Dr. Fiona Lovely here. I hope everyone's well. I thought I'd take some time today to discuss a topic that I have mentioned in a few of the earlier podcasts on creativity and how finding your art in perimenopause can lead to a more peaceful passage. So it turns out that women's bodies, of course, are the creative central for the universe, and that is we create human beings with our bodies. And what a humble experience that is. And so when we come to the end of our fertile years, which based on current life expectancy is just about halfway, maybe a little bit more, we can have a deep longing or a deep sense of loss when we can no longer have the possibility of making a baby with our bodies. And so the spiritual practice that can assist with that mourning, that grieving, is really about creativity. So if you take a moment to sort of look at the things in your life that have given you great pleasure, that some would say perhaps are your art, maybe you're a painter or a writer, or you like to do knitting or decorate cakes or gardening or, oh my goodness, there's so many things. It could be something like, you know, car restoration even is a very artistic pursuit. And looking at those things that gave you great pleasure in your life and doing more of them or discovering new things that you could potentially make art with. And so what I'm encouraging you to do is to find that zone where you lose time and you can be creating something. Because as our bodies, our uterus is no longer able to produce the creative force of the universe, then we need to take over that mentally, if you will. So finding balance in perimenopause and beyond can certainly be connected to the art. And in the words of Elizabeth Gilbert, follow your curiosity. If you're not sure what your art is, just be mindful of your feelings and thoughts every day and what things give you the quickening, give you the sense that, oh, this is something I want to do more of. I want to dive deeper into here. And those are the things you want to follow. And somewhere in there will be an opportunity for a creative pursuit. This is an excellent spiritual practice for finding balance in perimenopause and beyond. And, you know, part of this grieving process that I'm speaking of is connected to the empty nest syndrome. Because depending on when you had your babies, if you did, you are experiencing at the same time your children leaving home that you're experiencing the start or the journey of perimenopause, if you will. Of course, keeping in mind it can last 6 to 9 years. So chances are these events are happening simultaneously somewhere along the way. And again, you can just experience a deep, deep sense of loss of your fertility, loss of what feels like loss of your children, a sense that they're moving on with their lives, etc. And depending on where you are, if you're working, if you have a career, if you've been a stay-at-home mom, if you have a business that you're running, you may be able to find purpose and put yourself deeper into those pursuits. But eventually, you need to take a look at how you're actually feeling this loss. And my advice is feel the sadness deeply, allow it to come up, experience it, and it won't last forever when you do that. You know, we have this sort of belief in our societies that we have to push away painful or intense feelings and emotions. And I think that just perpetuates them in a way. They just sort of become shoved down deep in our physical space and our mental space, and we can engage in poor choices to sort of dampen that pain, if you will, whether it's overeating or overspending or gambling or whatever your choice of addiction may be. So a better sense is just to feel the pain when it comes up and, you know, be with it. And it'll be fleeting. It'll move along quickly. When I think about leaving home as a young woman, I can tell you that that first year, maybe first year and a half, I was away from my parents. That's when I learned the most about who I was and what the world was. And so if it helps you to think of your children as experiencing something so, so important for life development and personality development and being good people, this is good time. And you've raised them right. They will be fine. But deal with your own grief, sister. Just step into it and let it be. And, you know, this is a time where women can find, to come back to the creative pursuits, in our grief, in our now available time, this is where women look to starting a business or look to taking a new job or something, or maybe moving to a totally new house, something that marks the end of those years and the next phase. And, you know, one of the ways you can look at it is, hey, the first 45 years of my life, 40, 45, 50 maybe, years of my life have been about becoming someone I could be to support other people. And once you've passed through this, you know, part of passing through perimenopause, I should say, and the passage of your children leaving the home and going off to school or going on to their own lives, their own jobs, whatever it may be for them, their own life partners, is that you get to repurpose yourself. You get to now become the person you've dreamed of becoming all the years you were taking care of your children, taking care of your spouse, taking care of your boss, taking care of somebody else's dream in your work. Now you get to step into all of those things that you've developed for decades and become the person you've always wanted to be. Oh, this is such good stuff. Think about the things you dreamt of when you had those sleepless nights because either your kids were late for curfew or they were crying all night and didn't want to sleep or somebody was sick or the thunderstorms were keeping them awake and you thought, really, is this it? You know, I just want to go back to bed. What did you dream of in that moment? Was it traveling the world? Was it going back to school? Was it starting a business? Was it starting a whole new career? What was it for you? Speak those words, write them out. In there is your purpose. And your children will always need you to some degree. You're not abandoning them. You're just saying, okay, now I've taken care of you all of these years. Now it's time for mom to take care of herself. And even if you don't have children, there is still a grief that comes with the end of your reproductive years. Everything shifts, mindset shifts, physical body shifts, cravings, whether it's food cravings or emotional cravings or feeling cravings. Like, what do you want to feel every day? Yeah, like jump into that. You know, wade in that pool. Figure out what that is. Write it down. You know, that was a study done at Harvard Business School years ago that showed that the people who achieve in their lives their goals are the ones that wrote them down. And it turns out only 5% of people that have dreams and goals write them down. So simple, fun thing you can do is just dream board. Open up a journal. Slap down a piece of paper, write it on the back of a napkin, for heaven's sakes. It doesn't have to be fancy. Just start writing. What do you want to feel every day? What do you want to experience every day? What do you want what's the stuff written on your soul? What's the passion and purpose you're looking for the next 40 to 50 years? What the hell? It can be that long. And it can be quality. And that's an important thing. If you're a career person, then maybe you're wondering what am I going to do when I retire? Now's a great time to think about that. And when we retire, we must continue to have purpose with our days. Otherwise, we just get old and cranky and sick really fast. So make sure you carry on your passion and purpose beyond perimenopause, beyond your career, beyond the time where you're raising your babies. Because we have purpose here. We have purpose. And I know you know what it is. And don't be afraid to write it down. Whatever crazy ass thing you think it is that nobody else could believe about you, that's the stuff you need to write down. I hope this has resonated deeply with you. It certainly is something I discuss often with my patients. And I'd love to hear what you think. Please go to our Facebook page, Not Your Mother's Menopause, Making Hormones Make Sense podcast. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And if you want to know more about me, you can go to my website, drlovely.expert. Thanks for listening. The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.